Well, Ali, a new season beckons. You've been making the point that you essentially lost the guts of 11 players, a team, and a rebuilding process started once last season finished.
Yeah, we've signed quite well, but you know, you've got to take into the factor that we've lost, as you said, the guts of the side. Had we kept what we had and added the quality we've added to it, then you take a fair cut off it. But you know, we're really at the moment only replacing what has gone out, and that'll continue to happen and will continue basically right up until we play Sligo in the middle of February. Like,
now you've a number of pre-season games coming up, and no doubt, I mean, it'll go right down to just before the start of the season before you have a full squad assembled.
Yeah, look, we're getting there. We're getting there very slowly. I mean, it's difficult to attract players here for a whole lot of reasons. Even being in the Premier Division, I mean, we lost Josh Smith, Josh for the Premier Division because he had a better financial offer in the First Division with Galway, and we're trying to get people that want to play in the Premier Division. You know, obviously Josh feels like Galway will get promoted and he'll be back in it in a year's time, and probably they will with their budget, etc. But it's if we could have held or kept more of the players that left, but you've got to respect them and wish them well. They've left for reasons, and what we ask of them and what they give probably didn't match what they would be reimbursed with. And if you have more maybe easier options out there, as Josh and some others did, you can just wish them well. There's no other way around the league.
It's always hard to score goals in the Premier. Jamie Brown has made that step up now. He's signed from the under-19s to the first team, but it's a department, so to speak, that you're a little bit short at the moment going into the new season.
Yeah, well, I mean, the three we had last year, Raph, Nathan Boyle and Mikey Place have all moved on. Raph has retired, to his credit. He gave a brilliant year to us. It's just a pity we didn't get him for a couple more years either prior to that, but they're your three out and out attacking options that we had all the last year. They're gone and we have to replace them. The only out and out striker we have is Jamie that came up from the under-19s. It's a big step for him. He's a good kid, and he will get chances. It's a matter of him being able to step up, and I've no doubt he will. But we need to add to that area as well. I mean, the likes of Eddie Delap in there, Carl Sullivan, they can play in those positions, but it wouldn't be their out and out position. So we need to add one more, if not two more, in that area to try and give you something to work with to try and stay in this division, Chris.
We're, 4 weeks away from the first home game. Pre-season training, how is it going vis-a-vis this time last year?
It's gone okay, in fairness. We didn't lose any sessions, even last night. We've got to chop and change and compromise with the weather the way the weather has and the facilities. Obviously, we're dependent on theatres and other companies and people's facilities to get us through, as was it, referred to inside. We can't get onto the pitch in Finn Park. There was a little bit of work done, but there needs more work done on it. We haven't played a pre-season game there, and it'll be now the seventh pre-season that I've been involved with. And as you've asked about our pre-season friendlies, they're all away, and for obvious reasons. However, we've got some good lads in, without doubt. It's just probably the downside is we didn't keep more of the lads that moved on, but that goes with the territory. There's always a big enough turnover because of the nature of how tough it is fighting at the bottom of the division, or maybe at the top of the first division when we're in it. And sometimes that takes its toll, and people have easier options financially and maybe football wise. And we've no complaint in the world about that, because when they were with us, they gave absolutely everything and they owe nothing to us.
And finally, last season you got off to a very poor start. Yeah. It took a long time to get going. Yeah. Ollie Horgan's sides tend to come good in the second half of the season, but I take it this year, I mean, you do need to get points on the board early and get a few wins in the first half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, as I said inside there, we won 14 games before we won, and if we do that this year, we're gone. The Shelburne have come up with their budget, and the players they've signed, our own lad Dan O'Reilly, who was brilliant for us, he's gone there. Like Carol Shepherd, Gary Deegan, these are English League players in the case. And it's difficult to see, well, who are we going to finish above? And the only, you know, it is a, it's probably the biggest challenge that we've had, but we've had challenges before. We certainly aren't afraid of them, to put it that way to you. That's not guaranteeing that you'll succeed in the challenge, but we need to get everything right. And as you say, should we go 14 games without winning? No, there'll be no coming back from that in what's there this season.